The worst scandal of Chris Christie's political career is threatening to cause a lane closure on his road to the White House. Documents that were subpoenaed by New Jersey Democrats now show a top official in the Christie administration is tied to the shutdown of lanes to the George Washington Bridge back in September that turned the town of Fort Lee into a parking lot. New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz reports on what a strange long trip it's been.
In November, accusations surfaced that the closure of Fort Lee's lanes onto the George Washington Bridge was an act of political retribution against a Democratic mayor who didn't endorse the governor's reelection. Since then, we've seen the three stages of Chris Christie crisis management. First, there was sarcasm.
I worked the cones, actually, Matt. Unbeknownst to everybody, I was actually the guy out there. I was in overalls and a hat, so I wasn't. But I actually was the guy working the cones out there. You really are not serious.
Later, there was an hour-long press conference during which Christie calmly took every single question put to him, the kind of access unheard of in most state houses.
I've made it very clear to everybody on my senior staff that if anyone had any knowledge about this, that they needed to come forward to me and tell me about it, and they've all assured me that they don't.
But documents released this week show Christie's deputy chief of staff emailed David Wildstein, a Christie appointee at the Port Authority, and said, "Time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee." That's when we saw the third phase in Christie's crisis management. In a terse written statement released at the end of the day on Wednesday, Christie said this behavior is not representative of his administration. "I am outraged," he said. "People will be held responsible for their actions." On September 6th, Wildstein had called the manager of the George Washington Bridge and ordered him to close the lanes for a week. Robert Durando testified before the State Assembly Transportation Committee that he knew the closure violated normal procedures, but he was afraid to alert his bosses because he knew they were Christie allies.
"And your testimony today tells me that there's a culture of fear at the Port Authority. Is there a culture of fear?" "I think your answer speaks for itself."
Two Christie appointees have already resigned at the Port Authority. Sources familiar with the Christie administration's inner workings say the Deputy Chief of Staff, Bridget Ann Kelly, who is now being blamed, would not have had the power to order the lane closures. Other names of close Christie advisors surface in the emails, including Bill Stepien, Christie's two-time campaign manager, who was just named this week to lead the state Republican Party. Christie says he has amassed bipartisan support not through fear, but because he's an effective leader, cleaning up a corrupt state and getting things done for all people. He has built relationships in Democratic towns, and that's why he's popular and respected. Adam Schneider, the Democratic mayor of Long Branch, says he endorsed Christie because it serves his Sandy-ravaged town to have friends in high places.
"We have a very good working relationship, and we had one before and during the storm, and it got better after, and that's what led me to do the endorsement, and that has not changed."
So Christie helps those mayors he's friends with, but what about those he's not friends with? The Bergen Record is reporting there were four delayed emergency calls in Fort Lee during the four-day traffic jam. One may have resulted in the death of a 91-year-old woman. Democratic Assemblyman John Wisniewski, who has led the legislature's investigation, wonders if such retribution could be happening in other corners of government.
"It raises legitimate questions by myself and other members of the legislature. If this could happen at the Port Authority, how else has government been abused for the political advantage of the governor in other agencies?"
Wisniewski's Transportation Committee has become the little engine that could. Facing off against a popular governor who seemed almost invulnerable just 2 months ago, Wisniewski has plenty more subpoenas to dish out. Christie may have gotten away with a certain amount of bad behavior, but messing with traffic? Now that's serious trouble in New Jersey. For WNYC, I'm Matt Katz.